的确是爱的神来做我们的牧人。
It is indeed the loving Lord who is our shepherd.
他常喂养，他常施恩。
He always feeds and he always has grace upon us.
我们有这样的一位牧人，真的是何等的有福。
We are so blessed to have a shepherd like that.
以西结书第34章是特别讲到牧人的一章圣经。
The 34th chapter of Ezekiel specifically talks about the shepherd.
那如果你有圣经呢，你也可以翻开来。
If you have Bible with you, you can turn to the book of Ezekiel.
以西结他是在被掳的人中。
Ezekiel was a man among the captivated.
我们讲到过以色列人，他们为什么神许可让他们被掳到巴比伦去
？We talk about why God allowed Israelites be captivated to Babylon.
是因为他们背叛了神。
It's because they disobeyed God.
他们不守神的诫命。
They did not obey the commands of the Lord.
他们拜偶像。
They worship idols.
神许可让他们被掳到巴比伦。
Therefore, God allowed them to be captivated.
以西结他乃是在被掳的人中。
And Ezekiel was one of the captivated ones.
那时候耶和华的话临到他。
And at the time, the Lord spoke to him.
对他说，人子啊，你要向以色列的牧人发预言攻击他们。
Said the son of man, you shall prophesy to the shepherd of Israel.
攻击这些以色列的牧人。
And you shall prophesy against the shepherds of Israel.
这些牧人没有叫以色列人回转向神。
For the shepherds of Israel did not turn the hearts of Israelites to God.
他们说平安了，平安了。
Because they told Israelites, peace be with you.
你们看见以色列百姓这样的背叛神。
Well, at the same time, they witnessed how Israelites disobeyed God.
这些牧人却没有觉得那样的心痛。
Yet as shepherds, they didn't feel bad about it.
他说：“瘦弱的，你们没有养壮。
Either those who are weak, you do not feed them.
有病的，你们没有医治。
Nor did you heal the sick.
受伤的你们没有缠过
or bound up the injured
被逐的你们没有领回
and you have not brought back the strayed one
失丧的你们没有寻找
or search for the lost
但用强暴严严的辖制
instead you have ruled them harshly and brutally
这是以色列牧人的光景
and that was the condition of shepherds of Israelites
我们神看见了他的心是何等的伤痛
so when God saw that condition his heart grieved
这些日子当我读这段圣经我觉得神也在责备我
When I read this passage these days I feel the same rebuke from the Lord was upon me
真的神的家有多少瘦弱的我们没有把它养壮起来
For indeed there are so many weak ones we have not strengthened them in the house of the Lord
有病的没有得着医治
And we did not heal the sick
受伤的没有缠过
Or bind up the injured
我们的神他看见这个情形他下面怎么说呢
So what did the Lord say after seeing the condition like that?
我们一起来读第十一节
Let's read together Ezekiel 34:11
主耶和华如此说看哪、啊、我必亲自寻找我的羊将他们寻见
This is what the sovereign Lord said I myself will search for my sheep and look after them
在以色列人中间他们没有牧人羊就分散
And because there is no shepherd The sheep scattered.
那他们分散呢，就做了一切野兽的食物。
And once they are scattered, they became the easy prey of wild animals.
当我们在交通这个羊的时候
，Therefore, there's one time we fellowship about the thing sheep.
那弟兄姊妹有跟我们讲，羊它是一个非常不聪明的一种动物。
And people may comment about the nature of sheep. They are generally stupid.
他们也是一个非常不会保护自己的动物。
And they also are the kind of animal that doesn't know how to protect themselves.
所以羊特别需要有牧人。
Therefore, sheep need a shepherd.
羊不是不一定都养在圈中的。
And you don't always find sheep in the fold.
那特别他们讲到说，在外面青草地上。
Especially on the green pasture.
但是有很多的野兽在四围环绕。
Yeah, that is also the place surrounded by wild animals.
牧人的责任是在那里保护。
Therefore, the responsibility of the shepherd is to protect his sheep.
在那里引领。
To guide his sheep.
那没有牧人，羊就分散。
Without a good shepherd, the sheep scatter.
对羊来讲，这是一个最可怕的事情。
And that is the most dreadful condition for a sheep to fall in.
神看见以色列百姓的光景。
And when God saw the condition of his people Israelites.
神一面责备这些牧人。
On one hand, God rebuked those shepherds.
但是神说他必亲自寻找他的羊。
But on the other hand, God said, I myself will tend my sheep and seek them.
他说牧人在 羊群四散的日子，怎么样寻找这些羊？他说，我也照样把我的羊要寻回来。
He said, as the shepherd looked after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep.
我们一起来读一下第十五节。
Let's read on Ezekiel 34:15.
主耶和华说，我必亲自做我羊的牧人，使他们得以躺卧。所以主在前面告诉我们说，那些瘦弱的你们没有养壮。
And the Lord told us in the beginning that you have not strengthened those weak ones.
那些失丧的你们没有把它寻回来。
And nor have you sought the lost.
但是在这边呢，是主亲自来寻找他的羊。
Right, here the Lord says, I myself will look after my own sheep.
他说，失丧的我必寻找。
And I will search for my sheep.
被逐的我必领回。
And I will brought back those who are cast away.
受伤的我必缠裹。
And I will bind up those who are injured.
有病的我必医治。
And I will heal those who are sick.
这是我们的神。
This is the Lord we have.
是这位爱的神，他来做我们的牧人。
It is the loving Lord that is my shepherd.
当我们的神，他在旧约在这个被掳的人中，他说，我必亲自来寻找我的羊。
In the time of Old Testament, God said, I will seek myself, my sheep.
所以我们从圣经，从旧约中，我们就可以看见这一位神，他是怎么样爱我们的神。
Therefore, we can have some understanding what kind of God we have through the book of Old Testament.
所以到了约翰福音第十章
第一节。That's when it comes to the book of John in New Testament, chapter 10, verse 11.
主耶稣他为我们来到地上。
The Lord came into the world for us.
他说，我是好牧人。
He said, I am that good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
神说他要亲自来成为这个牧人。
When God said, I myself will come as the shepherd.
主说他亲自要来寻找这些羊。
When God said, I will come and look for my own sheep.
当耶稣基督来到地上
So when Jesus came into the world
神的话在这里真的是实现了
You see the words in the Old Testament has actualized in the New Testament
经过了好长的年日
After such a long period of time
这些牧人没有办法尽到他们的职责
Those Israelite shepherds could not do the job
那些受伤的没有办法得着缠裹
But those who are injured could not be bound up
有病的没有办法得着医治
Those who were sick could not be healed
弟兄姊妹，我们不单是看见以色列人他们的光景。
Brothers and sisters, we're not just here to look at what happened to Israelites.
其实神叫我们从以色列人身上看见全人类的光景。
For from Israelites, we can see the condition of the entire human race.
到了一个时候
，When the time has come，
我们的主他必须亲自来。
Our Lord has to come Himself.
他成为这个牧人。
To be that shepherd.
要把这些迷失的羊寻回来。
To bring back the lost sheep.
所以无论他要经过多少的艰难
Therefore, it doesn't matter how much difficulty he has to go through.
他穿山越岭而来
Through mountains and valleys, he comes.
他去寻找那迷失的羊
To seek the lost sheep.
他怎么来寻找我们
And how does the Lord seek us?
他必须为我们付最大的代价
He has to pay the greatest price of all.
主说我是好牧人
He said, I am that good shepherd.
好牧人他是为羊舍命
Who lays down his life for the sheep.
他是付了代价把我们买回来的
Therefore, with the great price, Jesus brought us back.
我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌这个爱来寻我们
Like the hymn we just sang, this love that has sought me.
这个血来买我们
Oh, that blood that has brought me.
是恩典把我们带回到这个羊圈
And that grace that has brought us back to his fold.
我们实在是每一次来到主面前里面满了感恩
That's why we are always filled with thanksgiving when we come to the Lord.
我们再来读一下约翰希伯来书十三章第二十节
Let's read Hebrews 13:20
但愿赐平安的神就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人我主耶稣从死里复活的神那在这段圣经里面他讲到主耶稣不单是好牧人他是群羊的大牧人
Here not only you see Jesus was that good shepherd he's also that great shepherd
好牧人为羊舍命
A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep
因为我们有这位好牧人
It's all because we have this good shepherd
今天我们能够来到神的家里
We can now come to the house of God
我们可以蒙恩得救
We can be blessed and be saved
罪得着赦免
Our sins are forgiven
我们得着儿子的 地位
and receive the position as the Son of God.
我们可以享受神家的丰富
and enjoy the fullness and abundance in His house.
我们主耶稣他为我们受死
the Lord died for us.
神叫他从死里复活
and our Father God raised Him from the dead.
以大能标明这是神的儿子
and to mark Him with His great power that this is my Son.
今天我们的主耶稣他不但为我们付了代价
therefore not only Jesus paid the price for us.
叫我们得着一个蒙恩的地位
to receive such a position for us.
他已经从死里面复活了。
He also has been raised from the dead.
他今天是我们的大牧人。
And to become our great shepherd.
大牧人在我们一生中来牧养我们。
And this great shepherd will shepherd us all the days of our life.
来引领我们。
To guide us.
我们在前两天我们两个聚会都一起在读诗篇第二十三篇。
In the past two days, in the weekly Bible study meetings, we all were studying Psalm 23.
有好多人都讲到他们第一个背的诗篇就是诗篇二十三篇。
And many people in the meeting shared that this is the very first Psalm they read.
今天这个诗篇实在是非常的有名。
And such a famous Psalm.
不单让我们认识我们的神，他怎么样来牧养群羊。
And through which not only we understand how God shepherds His sheep.
讲到说他实在是一位大牧人
but also tells us that he is this great shepherd
那这次诗篇呢也说到今天我们站在一个羊的地位
and also tells us that what we are sheep of the Lord
神怎么来牧养我们
and it describes how God shepherds us
把我们从一个经历带到另外一个经历
how he brought us from one experience to another
那这个经历是一直往上升的
and it's an upward experiencing
好像有好几个阶段
it's like we go through stages
啊、我们的心实在是感谢主
We're so thankful as reading it
今天是我们的神在这里牧养我们
It is our God who is shepherding us
他是群羊的大牧人
He's that great shepherd of the sheep
那另外呢我想我们借着诗篇二十三篇
And on the other hand through the Psalm 23
我们不但看见我们的神他怎么来牧养我们
We not only see how GodRaise us and shepherd us.
我们也看见说，今天在我们一生的经历中，我们怎么样被神来牧养。
We also realize how God shepherds through the days of our life.
我们也真的是祷告主。
And we also pray.
求主也得着我们成为一个牧人。
That He will use us as His good shepherd.
在以西结里面，神在那里那样的伤痛。
You see, in the book of Ezekiel, God's heart grieved.
他责备以色列的牧人。
So He rebuked the shepherds of Israelite.
弟兄姊妹，盗贼来是要偷窃。杀害毁坏
Thief comes to steal, to destroy and kill.
神的家不但需要有城墙
Therefore, in the house of God, we not only need to have walls around.
这个城墙不是外面的城墙
We're not talking about material or physical walls.
不是一个物质的
Not something of material.
他今天在神的家心急守望的人
But instead, God raised people that will stay on watch in his house.
心急祷告的人
People that will rise up and pray.
心急堵破口的人
People come to rebuild the broken wall.
他更要兴起这些牧人。
And most of all, he wants to raise up shepherds.
牧人有一个责任。
Shepherds have a responsibility.
保护这些群羊。
Is to protect his sheep.
牧人有一个责任。
Shepherds have responsibility.
要来引领这些群羊。
To guide the sheep of God.
好吧，我们一起来把诗篇二十三篇第一节到第六节，我们一起来读一下。
Let us read Psalms 23 verses 1 to 6.
大卫的诗耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏他使我躺卧在青草地上领我在可安歇的水边他使我的灵魂苏醒为自己的名引导我走义路我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害因为你与我同在你的杖你的竿都安慰我在我敌人面前你为我摆设筵席你用油膏了我的头使我的福杯满溢我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远那这样的一个诗篇是我们永远也读不腻的
And this is a song we'll never get tired or weary reading it.
我们常常把它放在我们的心里
We always carry and treasure in my heart.
常常背诵
recited from our memory.
啊, 这是我们一生的经历。
For this talks about our lifetime experiences.
他一开始说, 耶和华是我的牧者。
In the beginning it says, the Lord is my shepherd.
他原来就是一个神的名字。
And that actually is the name of God.
耶和华牧者。
That Lord Shepherd.
他说我必不致缺乏。
Therefore I shall not be in want.
在旧约的里面, 圣经 讲到神的名有好多处。
And the Lord has many names in the Old Testament.
那在这一章圣经中, 好像我们一个一个都可以来看到神的名。
And through this Psalms, you're going to see many names of the Lord.
在创世纪22章14节, 他讲到耶和华的名是耶和华以勒。
And in Psalms 22:14, they talk about God has this name called Jehovah Jireh.
那讲到耶和华必预备。
Which means there will be provision of the Lord.
那在这边呢, 讲到我们必不致缺乏。
Therefore, we shall have no want.
那必不致缺乏, 在原来的意思就是我们没有需要。
Means we have no need.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们有了主以后,
Oh, brothers and sisters, once we have the Lord,
有一个很奇妙的事情,
A marvelous thing happened.
好像我们里面满足了。
It's like we feel so full and content.
有很多人从前在世界里面,
Many people in the past,
他不断地在追求,
They pursue continuously in the world.
他追求学位一个拿到了, 还不满足, 还要另外一个。
They, for example, they may pursue educational degree. One is not enough, they continue to pursue more.
他追求更好的工作,
Or they pursue a better job.
更好的薪水,
A better pay.
没有一个人觉得说他的薪水是够的。
No one has ever felt that I got enough.
人在这世界里面追求啊。
When we are in this world, we pursue one after the other.
圣经说地上之水喝了还要再渴。
But the Bible describes, you drink from the water of this world, you will continue to be thirsty.
有一句话讲到说, 世界虽大, 我心虽小。
There is a song that says, even though the world is so big and my heart is so tiny,
但是这个大的世界呢, 没有办法满足这个小小的心。
However, this big world cannot satisfy this tiny heart.
这就是我们人类的光景。
That is our condition.
但是这一开始讲到耶和华是我的牧者。
But in Psalm 23, He says, the Lord is my shepherd,
我必不致缺乏,
and I shall have no want.
我们的神是耶和华以勒的神,
because our Lord is the Lord Jireh.
他满足我们所有的需要,
He will satisfy all our needs.
什么叫做我就没有需要呢?
What does it mean by I shall have no want?
好像除主以外, 我们就没有什么想要的了。
That is like, other than the Lord Himself, I really want nothing else.
那天我讲到说, 好像我们从这个buffet的餐厅里面, 这个吃得饱饱的走出来啊。
It's like you just finished eating from a buffet.
你在跟我讲什么大鱼大肉, 你一点兴趣都没有。
And no matter how people lure you with the great dishes, you probably won't have any interest.
好像再好吃的东西, 你已经不感兴趣了。
We have lost interest in eating anything more.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们已经饱足了。
Because we have been well fed.
主耶稣他是我们的满足。
The Lord is our satisfaction.
当我们说有主够了。
When we say, as long as I have the Lord, it's all sufficient.
这是何等的有福。
That is a blessed comment.
耶和华他是我们的牧者。
The Lord is our shepherd.
弟兄姊妹, 我们认识这是一个何等有福的地位。
We have to understand that is a blessed condition.
我们就来到主的面前。
Therefore, we are willing to come to our God.
让他满足我们所有的需要。
And let Him satisfy all our wants and needs.
让我们的里面充满他的自己。
So we be filled with nothing but the Lord Himself.
我们说有主够了。
So that we can say, I am satisfied
with the Lord. 无论夜有多长。
It doesn't matter how long the night may appear.
无论世为有多少的试炼。
Or how many trials are in our lives.
我们说有主够了。
As long as I have the Lord, I am satisfied.
Hallelujah, 我们满足了。
Hallelujah, we are content.
耶和华是我们的牧者。
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
第二节讲到说, 祂使我躺卧在青草地上。
In verse 2 says, He makes me lie down in green pastures.
领我在可安歇的水边。
And He leads me beside still waters.
在四世纪第六章, 讲到耶和华是叫做耶和华沙龙。
And in chapter 6, talk about He is the Jehovah Shalom.
就讲到耶和华是赐平安的神。
That means He is the God who gives peace.
沙龙就是平安的意思。
Shalom means peace.
所以耶和华沙龙是神的名字。
And that is also a name of our God.
他使我们躺卧在青草地上。
Here it says, He makes me lie down on green pastures.
领我在可安歇的水边。
And He leads me beside quiet waters.
我不晓得当你读到这一句，你里面有没有一个怎么样的图画出来
？When you read of this verse, do you see a picture?
有一个青草地上。
Like green pastures.
我相信这些羊从前面他说我必不致缺乏
And I believe when the verse 1 says I shall have no want
在这边呢他们躺在青草地上
And now next verse you see them lie down in green pastures
他们都是吃得饱饱的
You could tell they have fully fed
这个羊呢他是吃饱了呢他就躺下来
Because they were fully fed so they lie down
躺在青草地上
On the green pastures
在可安歇的水边
And beside the quiet waters
当我们因蒙恩得救
After we are saved
今天主就告诉我们说我的肉是可吃的
The Lord has shared with us that His flesh is edible
我的血是可喝的
And we can drink from His precious blood
主告诉我们说你们要吃我要喝我
The Lord said you have to eat of me and drink of me
我想有很多人觉得很困惑
And a lot of people reading this were puzzled
我们怎么来吃主怎么来喝主呢
How do I eat of him and drink of him?
也许也有神的儿女他蒙恩得救了
And maybe some children got after they were saved
他觉得说我里面好像还很干渴、啊、
They still feel dry and thirsty
你可能真的是就是躺在这个青草地上
Yes, maybe you're also lying in the green pasture
也许你就在这个溪水旁边
Maybe you're just lying next to the still waters
但是你不晓得说这些这么丰富的草是你可以吃的
But the problem is that you do not realize that actually you can partake in these pastures and waters
也许有羊他不晓得说这个河是源源不绝的永远不会干涸的
And maybe some sheep had no idea the water will never stop or run dry
但他却没有去喝
However, the problem is they never bothered to drink from it
弟兄姊妹我们的牧人他把这一切的丰富都为我们提供了
Brothers and sisters, the Lord, our great shepherd has provided us all we have needed
他叫我们来得啊
The thing is we have come to get it
他的肉是可吃的
His flesh is edible
他讲到说我们活着不是单靠食物乃靠神里口出的一切话
He said men do not live on bread alone but live on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God
主耶稣说我的话就是灵就是生命
And Jesus says my words is life is spirit
这是天上的玛纳
This is a heavenly manna for you
主耶稣他就是从天降下来的玛纳
Jesus himself is the heavenly manna that came down
今天我们随时我们可以来吃主
Therefore any moment we can come and partaking him
不是主我们的牧人他没有提供
It's not that our shepherd did not provide for us
今天来是我们有没有来吃
But the problem is do we come to him to get fed
我们知道说有一些有名的明星曾经听过他们为了节食到最后产生了厌食症
And we knew some famous celebrity members they try to get on diet to a point they become weary of food
他有很多很多的钱
And they may be rich
他可以有很多很多的食物
And they can afford to buy all kinds of food
最好的食物
The best kind in this world
但是他吃不下去
However, they have this disease which disallows them to eat
弟兄姊妹今天我们要求主让我们有胃口
Therefore, we need to ask the Lord to give us appetite
我们把圣经打开
When you open up the Bible
你有没有胃口来读啊
Do you have the desire or appetite?
有时候有些人他说哎呀真的勉强自己读了两三分钟他就读不下去了。
Some people use their willpower, force themselves to read maybe a couple of 3 minutes, they couldn't continue anymore.
太没有胃口了。
Because they have no appetite for it.
我曾经讲过说，当我到中国去，有一些乡下的地方。
I went to the suburban villages in China before.
那很乡下的地方，他们很多人根本就不识字的。
And a lot of people are illiterate.
所以他们讲说，他们每一天晚上都有聚会。
But they said every evening we have a meeting.
有人能够识字的。
Those who is able to read.
就读圣经给他们听。
Will read the Bible for them.
他们里面那样的渴慕神的话。
Because they have this strong appetite for the words of God.
他们那时候得一本圣经也不容易。
It wasn't easy for them even to get a copy of the Bible.
很多不识字的，你要他来读，他根本不知道怎么读。
Those who are illiterate, you can't ask them to read the Bible.
他们还是渴慕神的话。
But they still want to know the word of God.
他们知道所有的丰富。
Because they realize God's fullness. fullness is in His word.
在青草地上。
In the green pastures.
在于我们要不要来吃啊。
The key is whether we want it or not.
当他们一起聚会，有人读给他们，他们就满足了。
Those suburban people, as long as somebody is willing to read to them, they were satisfied.
主是把我们带在这个溪水旁。
The Lord has brought us to the still waters.
这是可安歇的水边。
And beside that quiet waters, we can have rest.
很奇妙，当我们来到主的里面。
Therefore, when we come into the Lord,
原本可能我们里面有非常大的翻腾。
Initially, maybe there is a lot of turbulence within our hearts.
四围的环境也有很多的难处。
Because there are so many difficulties in my life.
但是来到主这里是可安歇的水边。
But when we come to our Lord, we find rest.
有生命的活水在我们里面涌流。
And there is a living water of life that overflows out of us from within.
是源源不绝的。
And it does not stop or run dry.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以吃主，我们可以喝主。
Oh, therefore, dear brothers and sisters, we can eat Him and drink Him.
我们牧人为我们所预备的是太丰富了。
What the shepherd has prepared for us is truly abundant.
这个溪流尽我们一生的年日，你也没有办法把它喝的减少一点点。
And the stream of life with every day, if we drink from it every day, we'll never even run a little bit short.
巴不得我们的生活里面，我们来享受主，
来
经历。
Oh, my sincere prayer is that we can experience Him and enjoy Him in our daily walk.
来吃他，来喝他。
To eat of Him and drink of Him.
第三节，他说，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
And verse 3 here says, He restores my soul.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
And He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
他使我们的灵魂苏醒。
He restores our soul.
在最疲倦的道路上。
In the most weary path.
好像一下子我们可以来到主的面前。
And you discover suddenly I can come to my God.
他叫我们灵里面得着了一个复兴。
He is able to revive us from within.
叫我们的生命能够更新而变化。
And renew and change our life.
无论我们在里面有怎么样的光景。
It doesn't matter what kind of condition we may be in.
我们神的名字他是医治。
And the name of the Lord is that He is the healer.
有一个名字叫做耶和华拉法，讲到他是医治的那一位。
Jehovah Rapha means He is the healer.
今天他是我们的神。
He is our God.
他能够叫我们的灵魂苏醒。
He is able to restore our soul.
而且他引领我们走义路。
And He guides us in the path of righteousness.
那这个义讲到说只有耶稣基督他是这个义的。
And the word righteousness here refers to Jesus himself alone.
不但只有他是义，而且他只有他是这条道路。
Not only he is the righteous one, he's also the way for us.
今天我们渴望能够认识，能够找着这条道路。
Many times we desire to seek and find that way.
主叫我们的灵魂苏醒过来。
Upon which our soul is restored.
我想我们除了在青草地上，在可安歇的水边。
I think other than just lying on green pasture or beside the still waters.
主要带我们往前。
The Lord desires to lead us onward.
他要带我们开始走道路。
He wants us to be able to walk on the path.
但是我们每一个经历一面它是往上去的。
Therefore, every experience in our life, on one hand, is supposed to be going upwardly.
那另外一点呢，你不论在了哪一个阶段，你前面的经历还是不能少的。
Yet, every step prior to that is something we need in order to make the next step.
神不是永远把我们留在这个青草地上，留在这个溪水旁边。
God will not permanently leave us on the green pastures or next to the still waters.
虽然那实在是非常的享受。
Even though that's such an enjoyment for us.
但是为着我们的益处。
But for our benefit.
神要带我们走路。
God wants us to walk.
最艰难的道路。
Even in the most difficult way.
也许是最疲倦的旷野。
Most weary wilderness.
但是神叫我们的灵魂苏醒过来。
But the Lord wants to restore our soul.
叫我们里面得着一个复苏，得着一个复兴。
So that we can be revived.
叫我们能够更新而变化。
We can be renewed and be changed.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多宝贵的经历。
And brothers and sisters, we all have precious experiences.
不是在那个青草 地上。
Many times it doesn't happen when we are lying on green pastures.
不是在那个溪水旁边。
Or beside the still waters.
但是当我们在这条路上跟随主。
But many times it happens when we follow the Lord on this way.
经过了许多的艰难。
Going through many difficulties.
但是是我们的主在里面加我们力量。
But the Lord who lives inside us strengthens us.
是我们的神，他引导我们走义路。
Because it is our God who guides us on this way of righteousness.
好像他的生命一下子在我们里面产生了一个很大的影响力。
It's like His power within us has this great impact on us.
这条义路必须是我们照着跟随圣灵我们来走。
And this path of righteousness has been walked upon according to the guidance of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
叫我们每一天活在主的里面。
Every day we dwell in the Lord.
我们跟随圣灵在我们里面的引领。
And follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们才会发现，原来这是义路。
Then we will realize this is the path of righteousness.
这是主的自己。
This is the path of the Lord.
其实不是靠着我们自己来走这条路。
Yeah, but it's not with my own strength we walk.
我们在圣灵的带领下。
But in the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
跟随圣灵。
We just follow the Holy Spirit.
照着圣灵。
We do it according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
照着恩高的教训，我们住在主的里面。
According to the anointed teaching, we abide in the Lord.
到后来我们说，是我们的牧人亲自在这里引领我们。
To a point we realize and we say it is our shepherd that is personally guiding us.
在第四节说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
In verse 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
也不怕遭害。
I shall fear no evil.
因为你与我同在。
For you are with me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
在以西结书48章讲到耶和华同在。
And Ezekiel chapter 48, it talks about the Lord is there.
他说到那个城是耶和华的所在。
And there's a city they built, they call the Lord is there.
那他又宣告了一个耶和华的名。
That's another name of our God.
耶和华他是与我们同在的。
Our God is the one who's willing to be with us.
我们虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
Therefore, even though we may walk through the valley of shadow of death.
但是却不怕遭害。
We will fear no evil.
不是把我们带进死亡的里面。
It is not that the Lord just guide us into death.
这是一个死荫的幽谷。
But the valley of the shadow of death.
的确，很多的时候，神要把我们带到更高之处。
Yes, in order to take us to a higher ground.
从这一个青草地，把我们带到另外一个更高的地方。
He wants to move us from this green pasture to a higher ground.
他带我们经过了这个死荫的幽谷。
Sometimes he leads us through the valley of shadow of death.
但是我们不怕遭害。
Yet we will fear no evil.
因为我们的神与我们同在。
Because he, our God, is with us.
哈利路亚，我们的主，他的名字叫做以马内利。
Our Lord has this name, Emmanuel.
就是讲到神与我们同在。
Which means God is with us.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
He has loved us and he will love us all the way to the end.
我们无论往哪里去，他与我们同去。
Doesn't matter where we go, he will follow.
我们说有主的同在就是天堂。
That's why people say, as long as I have God, I am in heaven.
有主的同在，我们里面就没有惧怕。
As long as we have his presence, we have no fear.
常常你要经历主的同在。
In order to experience the Lord's presence,
很多人告诉我们说，当他在经过最艰难的时候。
Many times people share with us when they go through the most difficult time in their life.
最危险的时候。
Or most dangerous time in their life.
他真的是经历神的同在。
They sense the presence of the Lord.
当我们回转，我们向我们的神来呼求。
Therefore, when we turn our hearts toward God and cry out to Him,
多少时候平安稳妥的日子。
Many times when days are easy and peaceful,
神的儿女好像把神都忘记了。
We are easily forgetful about our God.
这个青草地溪水旁，我们只要要，我们都可以得。
When we're on the green pasture next to the still waters, as long as I want Him, I can have Him.
但是好像不觉得神的同在。
However, we sense less of His presence.
甚至忘了神的同在。
We even forget of His presence.
等到环境来了，压力来了。
Until difficulty comes or pressure comes.
发现说，神从来没有离开过我们。
Then we realize, you know, God never departs from us.
耶和华与我们同在。
For He is with us.
很多的学生，他讲说，他祷告最迫切的时刻。
Many students, they admit that the most earnest time they pray.
是他考试的时候。
It's right before their test.
他最觉得有神同在的时候。
And the time they feel God's presence the most.
是他在考试的时候。
It's during their taking the test.
因为他在这个压力底下。
Because they were under pressure.
他最需要主的时候。
They needed God the most at that time.
发现神与他同在。
And they discovered that God was with them.
弟兄姊妹，其实神从来没有离开我们。
But the problem is, brother and sister, God never left us alone.
神带我们经过死荫的幽谷。
He's the one who guides us through the valley. The valley of the shadow of death.
我们不怕遭害。
And we feel no evil.
因为神与我们同在。
For he is with us.
他说，你的杖，你的竿都安慰我。
Here it says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
那杖是比较短的。
And the rod is the small one.
通常用管教是用这个杖。
And with which we discipline.
但是对付仇敌的也是用这个杖。
Also, the same thing we use to deal with our enemies.
那另外这个竿。
And your staff, the staff,
为了引导我们
it's for a guiding purpose.
来拯救我们
it's for rescuing purpose.
扶持我们
to support and sustain us.
他讲到说你的杖你的竿都安慰我
Here it says your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
当我们看见我们的牧人
when we see our shepherd,
他有杖他有竿
with the rod and staff in his hand.
这些羊群是觉得最安最叫做安稳的这种感觉
And actually that brings the sheep the highest level of sense of security.
当我们在神的家中
When we are in the house of God,
我们活在神的面前
We live in the presence of the Lord.
很多的时候有些神的儿女他怕神管教他
Sometimes children of God are afraid of the discipline from God.
但是弟兄姊妹若是我们真的认识是这位爱的神做我们的牧者
But if we truly understand it's that loving Lord is our Savior.
有时候被管教
Therefore, even in a time of discipline,
你反而会觉得说你得着了安慰
You feel comforted
因为父所爱的他必管教
Because he only disciplines those who he loves
我不晓得有没有人是从来没有这个被神管教过的
And I don't know anyone sitting here never received discipline from God
那也许你要很担心哦
Then you may start to worry
因为圣经说父所爱的他必管教
Because the Bible tells us God only disciplines those who he loves
若今天神我们要认识是爱的神做我们的牧者
We have to realize it's that loving God who's our shepherd
他的管教带着他的爱
Therefore when he disciplines with love
父所爱的他必管教
He only disciplines those who he loves
这个杖叫我们得着安慰
Therefore the staff will comfort us
当我们知道说这个杖在牧人的手中就在我必
安慰安And when he said this, he was in a spiritual realm.
好像神把他一下子带到那永远。
It suddenly God brought him to eternity.
看见当神旨意完成的时候。
He saw when the will of God is completed.
在启示录二十一章说，我未见城内有殿。
And in Revelation chapter 21, it says, I do not see there's a temple in the city of God.
因为主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。
Because God Almighty and His Lamb are the temple.
大卫知道说他能够在这个殿里面。
Therefore, David knew in that temple in eternity.
住在耶和华的殿中。
He will be able to dwell in the temple of the Lord.
而且是一直到永远。
Forever.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们的神是怎么样来牧养大卫的
？Oh, dear brothers and sisters, how God has shepherded David.
大卫他自己是一个牧羊的人。
David himself was a shepherd.
他非常认识。
He understood very well.
那今天是神牧养他。
Now it's God who shepherded him.
能够把他牧养到一个地步。
And will shepherd him to a point.
他一生一世有恩惠慈爱随着他。
That he knew that.Grace and love will follow him all the days of his life.
而且他能够住在耶和华的殿中。
He also will be able to dwell in the house of the Lord.
是一直到永远的。
Forever and ever.
弟 弟兄姊妹，今天神他也这样牧养我们每一个人。
This is the same way God is shepherding us today.
神不单牧养我们。
God not only just shepherd us.
今天神也呼召我们。
He also calls us.
叫我们认识神是怎么牧养我们的。
So that we may understand how God shepherds us.
叫我们今天呢也一同来牧养。
And the same way we can learn how to shepherd.
我们最后读一下彼得前书五章。
Lastly, let's read 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2.
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care.
按着神旨意照管他们。
And serving as overseers according to the purpose of God.
在这些日子，我们知道神的家需要有城墙。
We know these days we need to have walls surrounding the house of God.
我们需要起来建造。
We need to rise up and build.
我们知道神的家需要堵破口的人。
We know we need to have people that will stop the breakage on the wall.
需要有守望的人。
We need to have people that stand on watch.
今天四围仇敌在那里环绕。
Because our enemies are surrounding us.
神的子民需要得着保护。
God's people need to be protected.
神的家需要有牧人被兴起来。
And there needs to be shepherds in the house of God.
需要起来，真的是面对四围的仇敌。
To stand up and fight against our enemies.
为着羊群起来征战。
To rise up to fight for the sake of God's flock.
我们认识神在我们一生中怎么样牧养我们。
We learn to find out how God shepherds us in our lives.
啊，我们求主得着我们。
We pray, Lord, you can use us.
为着神家的百姓。
For your people's sake.
说我们在这里。
We can say, Lord, I am here.
真的，以西结书当神责备那些牧人。
So in the book is here, God rebuked those shepherds for not doing their job.
神看见他的子民这样的受苦。
He saw how his people suffer.
瘦弱，没有养壮。
How they were weak, nobody strengthened them.
有病没有医治。
And there was no one to heal their sickness.
有这么多人被掳，有这么多人受仇敌的辖制。
And so many were under bondage, but no one to deliver them.
主亲自来寻找。
So the Lord, God himself come to seek them.
主亲自来拯救。
And deliver them.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都蒙恩了。
We are all saved by grace.
等我们说是主亲自把我们寻回来的。
Yes, we can all say it's God Himself brought us back to His fold.
是爱救了我。
It is love that has lifted me up.
伸手海中救了我。
He stretched out His hand and rescued me from the sinking sea.
我们能不能说我们是站在一个蒙恩蒙拯救的地位
上？ Can we say yes? I have been saved. I am so blessed.
说赞美忠诚和服侍为主是配。
Therefore, praise and loyalty and service are the Lord.
我们向主说，主，我们在这里。
So we're willing to say, Lord, I am here.
得着我们成为一个牧人。
Please use me to be a good shepherd.
得着我们真的是在神的家里面来牧养神的群羊。
Please use me to be a good shepherd in your house for your people.
来保护神的家。
To protect your house.
神的家需要有牧人。
Because there is great need of shepherds in the house of God.
我们最后再来唱诗歌468首。
Let lastly sing 468.
是爱的神做我的牧人。
是爱的神做我牧人，他尚未央他长生
的时候，以免我们回顾神是怎么样来牧养我们。
When we sing this hymn, let's look back in the past days how God has shepherded us.
以免我们来感恩神今天带我们站在一个何等蒙恩的位置。
Let us give Him thanks to Him for He has put us up on this blessed position.
另外，我们也求主在我们里面感动我们。
And on the other hand.We ask the Lord to move in our hearts.
让我们也愿意来牧养神的群羊。
That we will be willing to shepherd His sheep for His sake.
我们再从第一节来唱。
I sing from the beginning again.
是爱的神做我牧人，他曾 羊，他常慈爱。